Come find your seat. And when you feel comfortable, you can just close your eyes. And take a little moment to feel the transition moving into stillness. Feeling the shift inside yourself as you turn your attention inwards. And to help you guide the journey inwards, start by becoming more sensitive to the body sensations. You scan the body, maybe stopping on areas of the body that need a little more care or attention. And see that your breath is already present to travel with the awareness. Then slowly move into the realm of the emotions. What's present? And what physical sensations are linked to this or that emotion? And again, use your breath to give space to it. And to allow it to relax, to soften, to melt. Good. And last, watch your mind and see whether it feels rather quiet, spacious, or it's pulling you in every direction. Maybe it's busy, it's confused. And take that posture of seeing things as they are without wanting to change them, just seeing things for what they are right now. But again, noticing that your breath brings space, brings ease, softness. For a moment, steal your attention in the midbrain. We're now going to center along the spine. So from the midbrain, you travel downwards into the center of the heart. Along the spine, travel downwards till the area of the belly. Then you move down to the area to the center of the pelvic floor. And from here, with a soft ujjayi, you're going to breathe in along the central axis, all the way up to the midbrain or maybe the crown of the head. And you breathe out, traveling downwards till the center of the pelvic floor. Deep breath in. Soft ujjayi, deep breath out. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Out 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Out 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Out 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, out, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, two more at your pace. Allowing the body to open to receive the breath. And then allowing it to find more ease as you exhale. Good. Stay in touch with your breath. Just find a rhythm that feels right for you. And then you can gently open your eyes. We're going to stay sat. You're going to move the legs slightly more forward, crossing your legs at the calf, at the shins, till your shins are parallel to the front edge of your mat. Like a little box. We can call it box pose. Foot in line with one knee, the other foot in line with the other. Like a wider cross-legged position. And then you're hinging from your hips, walking your hands forward, placing the hands down, maybe even the forearms down. And just breathe in the pose. Breathe around your hips, your pelvis, create space there.
You don't have to, but if you wish, you could walk the hands to the front right corner of your mat. So you walk to the diagonal, you take your torso into a slight side stretch. Doesn't matter so much for the right hand, but the left one and the left arm, try to reach it as far into that diagonal as you can and stay on the fingertips of the left hand so you feel a little extra stretch in the left side body. And as you reach into that direction, root the left bum into the floor. Good. Let's come back to center, come back up and change the cross of the shins. You could also put one shin on top of the other, but that can be quite intense on the knees. So, shin in front of the other one is perfect. And once you've changed, walk the torso forward first. And again, awareness into the pelvis, around the hips. And if you wish to find the side stretch, walk the hands towards the left front corner, reach that right arm further and stay on the fingertips of that right hand. Rooting the right bum into the floor, or heavying the right bum into the floor. Good. And you can slowly come up again. And this time we can change position. We're going to come onto all fours. Finding the width of your shoulder between your hands, width of your hips in your knees. And here a simple soft arch on the inhalation. Moving to child's pose. Exhale. As you move to child's pose, just bring the tail under slightly and bring your chin in so you gather the focus inwards. Back to all fours, slow inhale, maybe to a slight arch, and this time moving to downward dog and take it slow. Same, you have the entire length of your exhalation to press yourself into the downward dog. Let's go back to all fours, inhale. Control the descent of the knee through controlling your core, your torso. Inhale. As you exhale, child's pose. Gather the focus in by bringing the chin in slightly and the tail under. Back to all fours. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. And move slowly into the stretch, extending through your arms, through your torso, your hips, stretching your legs. One last time, all fours. Control the knees coming down. Child's pose, tail under, chin slightly in. All fours, inhale. And this time, downward dog, and we stay. Take your time to reach the downward dog. And just watch your breath here. Watch the quality of your ujjayi. And giving time for the back of the legs to open, to stretch. Really feel no rush. There'll be plenty of downward dogs. From here, let's bring the right foot forward, but on the outside of the right hand. So it's going to be slightly turned out and a little wider than the hips. Come on your fingertips and place the back knee on the floor. As the back knee comes to the floor, you can lift your chest a little more. Gaze forward. And as you exhale, lift the back knee off the floor and find this stretch from the back heel to your crown. So the torso lengthens forward a little more. Knee down again, chest up, gaze forward. And exhale, the knee lifts. As the knee lifts, connect to the pelvic floor and draw the lower belly in. Inhale, control the knee coming down as you bring the energy up from the pelvic floor along the spine into the heart. Exhale, lift the back knee again. Connect through the inner thigh, pelvic floor, lower belly. One more time, inhale, knee down. And exhale, knee off. Next time you bring the knee down, keep it down. You can rest on your left hand without bringing too much weight. And then twist open towards the right side. Open your right arm towards the back. So we have the back knee on the floor. We're twisting our torso towards the right thigh, opening the right arm back. Enjoy the breath here. Good, and let's bring the hands back down and press yourself back to your downward dog. Come bring your left foot on the outside of your left hand, slightly turned out, wider than the hips. Come onto the fingertips and lower the back knee down. When the knee is down, the chest is more up, facing the front, and the heart is open. Exhale, the knee lifts, the torso lengthens forward. Connect to the lower belly and the pelvic floor. And knee down again. Inhale, chest up. Exhale, knee off. Connect into the inner thighs, pelvic floor, lower belly. When the knee comes down, control it and feel that you pull the energy from the pelvic floor up along the spine into the heart, which opens. And again, exhale. Inhale. One more. Exhale. Connect to the inner thighs, pelvic floor, lower belly. Inhale. Take your knee down and this time stay with the knee down. If you were on the fingertips, place your right hand flat maybe and turn open towards the left, reaching the left arm back. Now make sure that when you open the left arm back, you don't pull it backwards too much, so that you feel space across your shoulder blades. You're not pinching the left shoulder blades toward the center. Just breathe. Good. And let's bring both hands down again. Press yourself back to your downward dog. From here, shift the shoulders forward to high plank position. Choose whether you bring the knees down or not and lower down onto your stomach very slowly. Now, once you're down, bring the crown or the top of your forehead onto the floor just so you feel how it is to have the chin slightly in and the neck long. And then hover the hands off the floor just where they are and lift your torso up without the help of your hands. Once you're here, stay up with the torso, keep lengthening your neck, and just lift the right leg up. Lengthen through your crown. Lengthen through your foot. Bring only the right leg down and lift the left leg up. Think about your breath. And take the left leg down again. Right leg. Keep the torso up. Just feel the back body wake up. Right leg down, take the left one up last time. Good, bring the leg down, bring your hands on the floor. Just press yourself back through all fours into a downward dog. Okay, just bring your knees back onto the floor before we move on and we flow with a little more, bring a little more fluidity. Just come to Vajrasana, so sit on your heels, torso upright. Center yourself along the spine again. Just inhale through those four parts, pelvis, belly, heart area, head, and exhale down. Just inhaling up along the spine and exhale down. Good, keeping this sense of ease and allowing the quality of your presence to keep growing. Staying connected to your breath, you can move back to your downward dog. And this time from downward dog, just walk the feet to the front of the mat. Either feet together or feet hip distance apart, but be precise in the placement of your feet. Just hang here from your hips. Drawing the lower belly in slightly. And then bring the hands to your hips. Move through a flat back all the way up. Align your neck, your head on the way up. And then we find our Tadasana. So soften the gaze in the space in front of you. Feel yourself connected and aware of the space below and of the space above. And then together, let's breathe in, bring the arms over the head, moving into sun salutation, and exhale, fold onto your legs, Uttanasana. Bring the hands to the floor, relax your head and down. Hard halfway lift, inhale to the flat back, and jump or walk back, high to low, push up, Chaturanga. Cobra or upward dog, breathing in. Downward dog, breathing out. And you stay. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Deep breath in Exhale, bend your knees, look between your hands, and choose to walk or jump to the front of the mat. Inhale to the flat back. And exhale, fold onto your legs. Come all the way up, nice long inhalation. And the arms move down, Tadasana, into your standing pose. Let's go again. Bring the arms overhead, breathing in. And really think about the quality of your movement. Exhale, come down, and you've got the entire length of your exhalation to deepen or to relax more into the pose. Flat back, inhale, halfway lift. And Chaturanga. Walk or jump back, low push-up. Cobra or upward dog. Slowly breathing in, slowly opening. Downward dog, exhale. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Soften in your face, soften in your breath. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Deep breath in. Exhale, bend your knees, look between your hands, and jump or walk to the front. Halfway lift, inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold onto the legs. Come all the way up. Nice long inhalation. Be strong in your feet and in your legs. Tadasana, bring the arms down. Exhale. One last. Arms overhead, breathing in. Fold onto your legs. Exhale. Halfway lift. Inhale. Chaturanga, exhale, moving towards the floor. Cobra or upward dog, but take it slow. Feel the movement move up from the bottom of your spine all the way up into the opening. And downward dog, exhale, press yourself back. This time we stay in downward dog. Stay with your breath. Soften the face. And from your downward dog, you're going to come and lift the right leg up. Allow your hips to open. And once the hips are open, bend the upper knee. As you do so, feel that you resist slightly with your bottom thigh bone rotating outwards. Also control the back, softening the front ribs in so you don't move too much into an arch. Good, and then bring that right foot forward between your hands this time, making sure that you have enough length and the width of your hips across your two feet. And then come on the fingertips of the left hand and twist towards the right, reaching your right arm into the vertically up. So this time, the front knee, make sure it stays over your ankle and connect this inner thigh to the midline. Breathe. Feel the extension from the center of the heart out through your two arms. And feel the length from the tailbone, through the spine, out through the crown. Good, let's lower this right hand down again. As you do that, also bring the left heel down into the alignment of warrior two, front heel to middle arch, or heel to heel, and then come up to your warrior two. Take an inhale here, and when you exhale, you move down to the Uttita Parvakonasana, bringing your forearm to your thigh, or maybe even your right hand on the inside of your foot. And then the left arm can turn over the ear if you wish, or you keep it vertical.
Again, use your breath. Bring more space with each inhalation. And feel more ease with each exhalation. Good. Let's bring the hands back down and press yourself back to downward dog. You exhale. Softening the face, ease in your breath before we move to the other side. And when you're ready, come and lift the left leg up. Allow the hips to open and bend the upper knee. But remember to have this counteraction of rotating the right femur bone, the right thigh bone outwards. Keep your back full. And then walk or bring this left foot between your hands, noticing the length and the width between the feet. Come onto the right fingertips and twist open towards the left side. Left arm vertical. And on this one, don't allow the left knee to flare open out to the side. Keep it over the ankle. And connect the inner thigh to the midline. Left hand down, right heel comes down to the alignment of warrior two, and then you come up. Back leg straight, front knee bent over the ankle. Take time to feel the foundation before you come down into Uttanasana Konasana, bringing either the forearm to your thigh or even the hand to the floor on the fingertips. And then the right arm can stay vertical or can pivot over the ear. Feel the power in your legs, but feel the stretch out through the spine, through the arms. And we can release. Bring both hands to the floor, press yourself back to downward dog again. Let's shift the shoulders forward again to high plank, choosing to bring the knees down or not, and come all the way down onto your stomach. Control the transition, no rush. Okay, this time bring the hands on the outside of your mat and just bring them on the fingertips. Make sure you've got width across the shoulder blades, it's easy on your shoulders. And then for now, the top of your forehead on the floor, so you feel the length across the back of your, along your neck. And then take the torso up, keeping this length. You use your hands a little, but not too much, because we're again going to lift the right leg off the floor. Right leg comes down, lift the left one. Bring the left leg down. And again, keep the torso up, lift the right one. Take it down, lift the left leg one last.
Okay, bring it down. Bring the hands closer in and press yourself back through all fours into Vajrasana again. Come to sit on your heels, torso up. Find a comfortable place for your hands so that your arms and your shoulders are relaxed. And this time we're going to reverse the movement. Still traveling along the spine, but this time when we breathe in, awareness travels downwards to the root. And as you exhale, your awareness travels upwards into the midbrain or the crown. So inhale, it goes downwards. And along the spine, exhale, it goes upwards. Just stay with that a little moment at your pace. Stay using a soft ujjayi. As you center more and more in the spine. Good. Yeah, slowly you can let it go. Stay with your breath though and press yourself back to downward dog. Take your time to transition. From your downward dog, let's lift the right leg up again, opening the hips one more time, but this time keep the upper leg straight. Remember to bring this counteraction of the left thigh rotating outwards, bringing the ribs, front ribs in slightly, and then bring that right foot between your hands. Again, check the length, but also the width. Make sure that the feet are not one behind the other, so you have a better balance. And then take your torso up, this time into high lunge. Back heel is off the floor, front knee is over the ankle, and we're going to move into the full twist. So this time, you could stabilize your right thigh with your right hand, and then come and wrap your left elbow on the outside of your right leg, of your right thigh. And then you can either keep the hands together in front of the heart, or you can open your arms out if you prefer. But if you do so, make sure that the left arm stays on the outside of the knee, of the calf. And it's a much harder pose to breathe in, so make it easy. Remember, you just wish for the body to find a little more openness to welcome the breath in, and you soften deeper on the exhalation. Good. Release, bringing both hands to the floor. And then let's bring the back heel to the floor again. Let's come up to Warrior Two. Don't worry, we won't keep the knee bent. We're going to straighten the knee, but keeping the alignment. And then Trikonasana, the triangle. So reach your torso forward and then pivot the arms down, right hand to the shin, the ankle, or on the floor. Left arm vertical or over the ear as you wish.
Keep the focus on the breath. And we release down, pressing yourself back to downward dog. Lift the left leg up. Allow the hips to open, but keep the legs straight and reach it up towards the ceiling rather than behind you, like towards the right. Keep it up. Feel the energy all the way up, out through the foot. Good, and then bring the left foot between your hands. Remember to check the length and the width between the feet, that they're not one behind the other. And then take your torso all the way up to high lunge. Once you're up, you're going to stabilize maybe the left thigh with your left hand, and then turn towards the left, hooking the right elbow on the outside of your knee, of your thigh, and choosing whether the hands stay in front of the heart or if you spread the arms out. But if you do, try to keep the right hand alongside the outside of the leg, of the knee. Just make it easy with your breath. Really relax into the breath. Bring the hands down, take the back heel onto the floor. Try to come up through warrior two. I know it's intense in the front thigh, but you know we're gonna now straighten the front knee. Slight outward rotation in the front thigh bone, and then reach for the front with your arms and your torso, and then down to Trikonasana. And allow the breath to bring this harmony to your posture. This balance to your posture. And slowly you'll release, bend the front knee, bring the hands down and back to your downward dog. Let's one more shift the shoulders forward to high plank. And choosing whether you bring the knees down or not, align the head as well and come all the way down onto your stomach. This time, bring the arms backwards alongside the body, but remember to bring the crown, the top of your forehead down so you feel the length in the neck. And this time lift everything, your torso, your two legs, and your arms, your hands. And we stay. And slowly come down and bring the hands close to your chest. Press yourself back through all fours into Vajrasana. Bum on your heels, torso upright. And just let things be for a little moment. Just finding ease in the breath. Gently centering yourself in the spine. And this time you're going to interlace your fingers and then bring your hands the back of your hands against the crown of your head. So the elbows are open sideways and the back of your hands are against your head. You're going to reach the arms upwards, keeping the finger interlaced. Just stretch your elbows. And as you do so, bring the chin down slightly towards the throat. As you exhale, you bend the elbows again. The head comes back to the neutral position and you push your crown of the head against your hands. And again, arms straighten, inhale, chin down, and the awareness travels downwards along the spine to the center of the pelvic floor. As you exhale, the awareness travels upwards, the elbows bend again, and you push the crown of your head against your hands. A few more times. Inhale, arms straight, chin down to the pelvic floor. Exhale, head straight, elbows bend to the crown. A couple more times on your own. Good. And this time, let's release the arms down. Staying centered in your spine. And from here, we're going to move into a twisted version or a Hatha version of the camel pose, or Ustrasana. So you're going to come off your heels, lift your bum, but you stay on your knees. They're hip distance apart. And you're going to lean backwards and reach your right hand to your right heel. You can tuck the toes under if it helps, if it gives you a little more height. And then twist the chest slightly to the right as you backbend and lift your right arm up. Turn it over the ear. It goes backwards as well. It follows your arch. Keep pushing the hips forward and feel the lift from the pelvic floor out through the spine into the heart, which opens. Pull yourself up, use your thighs, use your core, and we take it to the other side. So turn to the left. Bring your left hand to your left heel and then start to open a little more in the chest. Turn the arm over the ear. Keep pushing the hips forward. Stay strong in the knees, in the thighs. And use your legs to pull yourself up, your center as well, and come to kneel again. Come to sit again on your heels. Torso upright. Now interlace the fingers again and bring the hands to the back of your hands to the crown of your head again. We'll do that one more time, but we do the full one, including the bandha. So if you don't know it and it's too complicated to follow, just do the same as before. Otherwise, reach the arms away from the crown, stretching the elbows on the inhale, bringing your chin down, awareness to the pelvic floor. Now stay in that position, just exhale to Mula Bandha. Now on empty lungs, add Uddiyana Bandha. You have the three bandhas. Bring the energy from the pelvic floor up into the heart area.
You release Uddiyana Bandha before you have to inhale, bringing awareness to the midbrain. You still have your arms straight, just your head came back to a neutral position. And exhale, you bend the elbows, back of your hands to the crown, just the releasing here. And again, inhale, arms straightened, chin down, bring awareness to the pelvic floor. Now you stay here, you just add Mula Bandha. On empty lungs, keep Mula Bandha, add Uddiyana Bandha, and bring, feel the energy being lifted from the pelvic floor along the spine into the heart space. You'll have to release Uddiyana Bandha mindfully before you inhale. Awareness keeps traveling upwards into the midbrain, head is straight, arms are still extended. And exhale, the elbows bend, back of the hands to the crown. Let's do it one more time. Inhale, arms straighten, chin down. Exhale, Mula Bandha. Empty lungs, add Uddiyana Bandha. Release when you want. So release Uddiyana Bandha to inhale. And then you'll bend the elbows, and this time you can release completely, but take your time to complete it. Stay in Vajrasana and staying centered in the spine, maybe feeling the movement of energy along the spine. Okay, let's take once the full camel pose, the full Ushtrasana. So this time come up on your knees, lift your bum off your heels, either keep the feet extending or tuck the toes under, and start to, there's two ways, either you feel the lengthening once you're very upright and you go into your back bend, or you move backwards as if you were a plank, and then you ripple into the opening of Ushtrasana. Do your best. Feel, sense what comes. You don't have to throw the head back. You can keep the chin in towards the throat. If you're very open and it feels natural to throw the head back, you can just allow the head to go backwards. But now be there and enjoy the breath. Keep bringing awareness to the pelvic floor and the lower belly on the exhalation, and pull the movement upwards on the inhalation. Be strong in your thighs, in your core. Pull yourself up and come to sit. Again, bum back to your heels. And this time, your choice. Maybe it's nice to stay upright, to feel the openness, or maybe you feel like you want to come down to child's pose. So feel and choose what works for you. And there's nothing to do, just be with what or where the practice takes you. Just be there, be where the practice takes you.
When you feel ready, you can come and sit on your bum and bring your legs out in front of you. We're gonna fold the right knee, the right leg, bring the foot close to the thigh, but rather than taking the classical Janushirasana right away where we square to the front of your mat, you're gonna keep your left leg where it is, towards the front of your mat, but pull your right knee further back. Just open the leg as far out as you can. So then your torso and your hips face more the side in between your legs. And it's a Parivrita Janushirasana. So we're going to bring the left hand on the inside of the straight leg. And we take a side bend. So we start to lean our left side body along the left leg. And the left arm just keeps reaching towards the front foot to give us length. And then the right arm, we can go up, vertical. We can bring the hand behind the head. We can even, from vertical, turn the arm over the ear. Many options. So as we bring the left side body along the left leg, we twist the chest open towards the side, more and more towards the ceiling. And we stay. Just find space and stillness in the pose. And good. Slowly take it up. And keep the same legs, left leg straight, right bend, but now bring it to the more classical Janushirasana. So bring the right knee a little more forward so that you feel your hips and your shoulders square to the front of your mat. Let's inhale, lengthen out of the pelvis, out of the hips, and then lean forward into your onto your left leg in your forward fold. Let's come together with the breath here. We're going to inhale. And to meet, we exhale. Let's inhale. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more at your pace. Try to take it even slower. Good. And then slowly come out of it. Take the torso up. And this time we can change legs. So reach the right leg forward, bend the left knee, but open it out to the side, towards the back. So it's like if we had the two legs completely out, same feeling in the hips, but we've just folded one knee in. And then the right hand goes along the right leg inside, and we start to take our right side, our right waist, onto the right leg. Lifting the left arm towards the ceiling vertically, or turning it over the ear, or maybe bending the elbows and bringing the hand behind the head. And we stay. And again, finding space and stillness in the pose. And you can slowly come out of it. Take your time. And when you're ready, you just square the hips again, square the shoulders to the front of the mat. Left knee still bent. Pull out of your hips. Lengthen the spine, hinging from the hips, releasing the torso onto the right leg. We fold. And we meet with the breath. Deep breath in. And you breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more at your pace. Slow down this last exhalation. Good. And then slowly come out of the pose. And just reach the right leg out again. From here, we're going to take a twist. So we keep the left leg extended, but we bend the right knee and we place the right foot on the outside of the left knee. But let's keep the other leg out in front. Then we're going to twist towards the right. So turn the torso to the right and either wrap your left arm around the bent knee or take the arm on the outside of the knee of the thigh. And then just be there, find a little more length again and explore the pose with your breath. Again, twists are not easy postures to breathe in, so explore the back body. And go slow as you breathe in so that you can really feel that you're helping the body to open. You're not forcing it to open, you're just allowing it to open to receive the breath. really massaging the body with your breath in that pose. Good. You can come to center again. As we're not going to do the other side right away, if you feel like counter twisting, you can. And then keep the legs where they are. Left leg stays straight, and the right one, now you bring the right foot towards the opposite hip, towards the opposite bum. So the knee stays bent, but it falls onto the other knee. It's the Ardha Gomukha. Paschimottanasana, the half cow face forward bend. So we have the two knees more or less over each other. The right foot towards the opposite, towards the left hip, and the left leg long. And then we reach out of the hips again, and we hinge at the hips, folding onto the legs. And it's an intense stretch for the leg that is straight. So go easy. And again, together with the breath, we inhale. Just meet with the breath and we exhale. We inhale. Exhale 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, have one last long, slow exhalation. And then you can come up again. Releasing the leg. And we take those two on the other side. So keep the right leg straight now and bend the left knee. Take your left foot on the outside of your right knee. We lengthen out through the spine, but maybe we do take the torso back a bit so we have space to turn in the belly, past the belly, and then we wrap the right arm around the leg, or we pass the arm on the outside. And we recreate a little more length once we are in the twist. And explore your breath. Now, don't feel that you need to take a fast or big inhalation. I think if you think small and slow in the first place, you actually end up being able to take a deeper breath in, but take it slow. Good. And come back to center and keep the right leg straight, but come and fold the left knee further. So bring the left foot towards the outside of the right hip and the two knees come onto each other or close together. We lengthen out of our hips and then we take the torso forward, moving into the forward fold. Together we meet with the breath, we breathe in and we breathe out. Together we breathe in. Exhale 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale and have one last exhalation at your pace, even slower, even deeper. And then you can come out of the pose, releasing the left leg forward. And preparing for our last forward fold of Paschimottanasana. So find yourself nicely placed onto the sitting bones, slightly at the front. Grow out of the hips, grow out of the spine. We'll inhale here, and you fold onto your two legs in this time. You don't have to grab the feet, you can keep the hands on the floor, or grab them as you wish. And here, one more time together with the breath, we inhale. And we exhale. And go deeper and deeper in the release. We inhale. Exhale 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Two more at your pace. Try to deepen them, maybe to 9 and to 10. And when you finish the second deep exhalation on your own, come up again. And let's just be there for a little moment. Maybe you just want to cross your legs so it's a little more comfortable. And again, be in the space or be where the practice takes you. And there's nowhere to be but where you are. I'll give a little bit of space for an inversion. For an inversion, we're going to move into Shirshasana, into headstand. We won't hold it too long, because then I want us to sit and have a little moment of Kapalabhati. But let's take a couple of minutes to be in Shirshasana, in headstand. So place your foundation. And if you don't have headstand in your practice, you can bring the base of it and just bring the crown of the head into the floor, but not lifting your feet off the ground, just your knee, like in the shape of a downward dog, maybe. Yeah, so from now, I give a couple of minutes for you to be in the pose. You don't have to stay that long, but and see or feel that your eyes are soft, that there's a space in the mouth, between the teeth, in the jaws, and that your breath stays easy, spacious. Be aware of the space below and be aware of the space above. Be aware of your connection to both. How they carry and support you. You can slowly, if you're still up there, make your way down. Maybe you stay in a standing forward fold for a little moment, even with your palms against your temples, just to help the weight of your head lengthen your cervical spine. And then when you're ready, you'll just come to sit. Being with the echo of the pose and softening your awareness into the midbrain. Okay. Once you feel that you're at ease, that the breath is at ease, the awareness softly resting in the midbrain. Let's start Kapalabhati, so the breath of fire, and have your own way of doing it. It can be slower and very powerful. It can be slower. It can be quick. Not that quick. It can be quick, but softer. Really find how it feels right for you. But you can also build up. You can also start a little slower, and throughout the time of the practice, see that as you get more comfortable, it wants to become a little faster and a little subtler. You can start. We're going to carry on a little longer, but if at one point you feel that it's become strenuous, you're out of breath, and you need a break, just take a break. And then you might feel like you want to start again, or maybe not. But remember that the feeling is that of more clearing, more space, and if you feel more expansion. So if you feel at one point that it's tensing, that it's contracting, give yourself a break. Stop for a little moment and start again. You can slowly think of stopping the practice. So you just go into a deeper breath out, the last exhale. And then you let the next breath in come, and then slowly releasing the practice of Kapalabhati. Resting in the space that's being created, rested in the feeling. Simply allowing yourself to rest in the feeling of presence. Allowing yourself to rest in presence. From now, I'll give you 10 minutes to and your practice, so you can choose to stay sat for a little longer. Maybe at one point you feel like it would be nice for your body to fully rest on the floor in Shavasana. So really choose how you do it. You can just come to rest for 10 minutes now on your back. And I won't speak much. I will just let you be taken deeper into your own experience of surrendering, allowing yourself to move beyond the body, beyond the mind, and giving rise to pure presence, to consciousness. gently while staying in touch with this deep sense of presence. Bring back a little more breath and maybe let the awareness rise up along the spine and travel up and down along the spine. Staying with this sense of presence and centeredness in the spine, start to bring awareness also to the extremities, starting to move gently your fingers, your hands, your feet. And then watch yourself move with a lot of awareness, a lot of attention and care as you slowly bend your knees, maybe roll to one side, using your hands then to push yourself back up into a sitting pose. And when you will be sat, keep the eyes closed just a little longer, and again, be where the practice has taken you. Feeling yourself centered, present, spacious and calm. And then we can bring the hand in Anjali Mudra at the heart center. Thankful for the practice. Thankful towards yourself for giving yourself the time to do it. And to care. Namaste.